We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The first overall pick, by the way, is a catcher from Louisville. His name is Henry Davis. And I saw somebody tweet this last night. Now Louisville, the University of Louisville, has had the number one pick in an NBA draft, NHL draft, WNBA draft, and a Major League Baseball draft.
How about that?
So that's pretty good for that athletic department. Jack Leiter went second to the Texas Rangers.
That's surprising.
No. Like, there was some thought he could go number one. He's, of course, Al Leiter's kid and was unbelievable at Vanderbilt. And then the Mets got Kumar Rocker, Vandy's other elite pitcher, with the 10th pick. And that was surprising. Even the Mets front office said, like, when we're on the clock, that's easy for us. But we never actually thought we were going to draft Kumar Rocker because we did not think he'd be available at 10. Once he was, then whoever we thought we would take him with the 10th pick, that's just over with. You know, we're taking Kumar Rocker. We've been evaluating this guy since he's a teenager. And he had some velocity problems in his last year at Vanderbilt, or some possible concerns, but still, basically everybody had him going higher than 10th. So I was thrilled as a Mets fan to get, you know, I don't know many college baseball players, but I've known Kumar, I've known Kumar Rocker for a few years now. So for the Mets to add him, that's awesome. Mississippi State's Will Bednar, the star of the College World Series, I think MVP of the College World Series, he went 14th to the Giants. And then Hunter Goodman, of course, from the University of Memphis, he was selected in the fourth round by the Colorado Rockies. So a lot of guys with local ties having their dreams come true this weekend, and I'll be rooting mostly for Kumar Rocker to live up to expectations and join Jacob deGrom in the starting rotation in Flushing, Queens someday.
Story number four.
Larry Brown had his introductory press conference with the University of Memphis earlier today. Penny Hardaway also spoke. Jeff Calkins was there. I'll talk to him about it next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Want to know the secret to making sure everything at Kroger is fresh? Secret shoppers. Spies we hire to expertly inspect our produce department in every store. Their mission is to ensure we have the freshest bananas, lettuce, and more. Now that the secret is out, you know what else is? Tomatoes that are fresher than fresh. Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like Northwest Red cherries when you're craving a sweet snack. And now they're just $1.99 a pound with your card. Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have not yet refinanced your mortgage, what are you waiting for? I mean, we're still seeing loan options under 3%, but they won't be around forever, making now the time to call American Financing. Get that free mortgage review I've been telling you all about and see if you can save up to $1,000 a month. It really is possible, folks, because their expert consultants review all of your finances, finding every way to help you save, from lower rates to shorter terms and even debt consolidation. It's a no-pressure experience that's focused on you, and you never have to pay upfront or hidden fees. But you got to call American Financing, and you've got to do it now before rates rise. 866-781-8900. That's 866-781-8900. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at KraftAxeThrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Bet fearlessly on your favorite sports with a risk-free first wager up to $600 at BetMGM. Just sign up using bonus code BETNOW and get in the game with the King of Sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use promo code BETNOW to make your first bet risk-free up to $600.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or West Virginia only. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, another chance at a grand right now. Text the word PLAY, P-L-A-Y. Text PLAY, P-L-A-Y. To 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand right now. We will do it all again tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. But right now, text PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to 72881 for a chance at $1,000. Good luck.
To the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Cooper Systems up in the Memorial Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet, doesn't matter, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper over at Cooper Systems. You can call them 360-9679. You can talk to Lee, you can talk to Lauren, you can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems, and then what you want to do is tell them what you're going to be using a computer for. Like if you're making videos, movies, that's a certain kind of computer. You might have to spin. If you're a gamer, you might have to spin. But if you're just like most people on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, that's about it. You don't need to go spend $1,000 on a computer. You're wasting money. I mean, you can if you want to. I don't personally care that much, but just trying to help. If you're only going to be messing around on YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that, you can get a machine that does that perfectly for a few hundred bucks. Now you're not paying for a bunch of stuff in a computer that you're never going to actually use. You can spend that money on something else. Maybe New Amsterdam vodka. Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679, 360-9679. Give them a call for all your computer needs. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11. 92.9 FM ESPN joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. So do you fall into the, when you're coming back from vacation, right, do you like to come back at the last possible minute and squeeze the most you can out of your vacation? Or do you like to come back a day early so you can get situated, go to the grocery, or as in your case, open the Amazon boxes and have a day to ease back? I think people fall into two camps there. Which camp are you in?
I am camp, make the most of your vacation, come back so you're where you need to be in time to be there, but giving myself an extra day, like, here's the trick. That extra day will not be used in the ways that you would think you're supposed to use it. Like, I can't ever get ahead. It's one of my real failings. I can never get ahead. Like this past weekend, Kelly and Aiden are in Atlanta, you know, visiting Emory and just popping around. You know, she's down there for the store as well. So it's me and the little guys at the house. And boy, that's been an adventure. And I said, okay, well, like this is actually going to be great because I will have a good weekend. And then I've got some NBA draft capsule stuff that needs to be turned in by Monday at noon. And I've got a column I'm working on for Tuesday. So I'll just stay home this weekend. I'll knock those capsules out on Saturday or Sunday. and I'll knock the column out, and then I'll wake up on Monday, and that'll all be done, and then I'll prep for radio, but then I'll knock my Tuesday column out on Monday, and then on Tuesday, I won't have very much to do, and then on Wednesday, I can go play golf, and then on Thursday, I'll go to Peach.
Sounds great.
I finished my capsules this morning. You know, they were due at noon. I got them done at 11:45. You know, then I had to prep for radio, so I haven't worked on the column. That'll be tomorrow. I had plenty of time this weekend to do those things that I needed to do. I just don't do them. I decide, I will put it off to, if you allow me to put something off to the next day, I will put it off to the next day every time.
Well, for me, it's just like when you come back, there is a, that you have to unpack the car. You have to put stuff back in the, you know, in the drawer or in the laundry or whatever else. You have to open the mail if you get mail. You have to, like, and so for me, I'm always torn. I like to have a day when I come back to readjust. And I did not. I got back last night, which was fine. I was actually glad it was the Penny Hardaway press conference today. Gave me something instantly to write about, entertaining to write about. But I don't know. I just assume people are in two camps there. Some like to squeeze the most out of vacation. I, in a perfect world, would like a day to readjust when I come back before I get back to the real world.
Like, I get it. If I would actually use the day to adjust, I'd be happy for it. But, like, let's say that I was on vacation last week and I was coming back on Sunday. And I had to be back at work on Monday. So I say, okay, let's come home on Saturday so that then I'll wait. So that then on Saturday night we can get settled in. And then on Sunday, you know, you've got all day to, like, you know, get everything back in order. So then you're back at it on Monday. Here's what would have actually happened for me. I'd have come back on Saturday and then I'd have been like, okay, Mets Pirates are on, so I'm gonna watch that. Might as well pour a drink while I'm doing that. Okay, here's UFC 264. Now I'm up till 1 a.m., so I'm sleeping until, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock the next morning. Hey, it wasn't supposed to be nice outside, but it is. I guess I'm gonna go play 18 holes. And then it was like, for me yesterday, it was like, you know what? Wife and Aiden are out of town. I could probably make this 27 holes. So turn that into 27 holes. Then I don't get home till 5 o'clock at night, and then it's like, all right, Game 3's coming. It wouldn't have mattered. I just, things get away from me. I never get ahead. I never fall behind. I never get to a point where, oh my God, I didn't do something I was supposed to do. I get everything done, but I never get ahead.
Well, it's good to be back.
It's nice to have
that line.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. Hey, at least you're back in air conditioning. That's nice, huh?
No. The damn, like, I walk in today at the radio station, like, who the hell needs to live in this kind of temperature, 68 degrees or something, like 66 degrees. And the reason the air conditioning is because it's blasted hot out, although it's not that bad today. But, yes, no. Give me the Michigan weather in the summer with no air conditioning over the Memphis weather in the summer with air conditioning.
I disagree.
How about Larry Brown saying that he uses hearing aids? What did you think about that? So Larry Brown, he does his press conference, and he was great. Like, he was great. He was great. Penny was great. I thought, well, one of the really interesting things about it was that Larry said, he referred casually to being old twice, and Penny sort of referenced it once, too. Larry Brown said, just asked about the first practice, that his hearing aids were turned up too high, so he had a hard time sort of keeping track of stuff, right? You've seen an old person, you know, their hearing aids going off, making that squeaking sound, whatever else like that, right? He said that. Another time he said, you know, I have a harder time remembering names than I used to. And then Penny, and I thought this was really striking, because I asked Penny about, you know, whether he'd be coaching at 80 and whatever else. And Penny said, you know, Larry's holding up great. He said, like, we, you know, at the AAU thing, like, we had to walk a long way. And that's not the kind of thing that you say about an assistant coach. Right. We had to walk. It's what you say about your mother or your father once they get old, is you say, oh, my, we're going to try to park. It's why they have handicap parking, is because you can park close by, right? It's a, oh, that's a long way. Like, I used to think about that all the time with my dad and mom. Like, how far can they walk? But you don't think about that typically with a college basketball assistant. AAU tournament's got to walk a long way. But I think what happens, at some point, I think when you get old, you're kind of, I'm going to be in denial that I'm old. I'm not going to mention that I have a hearing aid. I'm not going to mention that I use a hearing aid. I'm not going to mention that I'm forgetful, because I'm trying to pretend that I'm still the 35-year-old that I once was. I think Larry's so comfortable about it, with it now, and comfortable with who he is, as well he should be, that it was almost fine and poking fun at himself to mention the hearing aids. And it, to me, it didn't cause any, shouldn't cause anyone to roll their eyes at it. It's just Larry is under no illusions as in terms of who he is at this point. And it's also, to me, instructive, because when some people suggest, well, how is he going to be, you know, not being the boss, it sort of fits with that. That's where Larry is in this stage in life. I think it suggests that he will be fine giving advice to Penny and having Penny decide what to do.
Yeah, I thought it was like just a funny little sweet story. You know, there are some people, you're exactly right, as they grow older, they want to reject that reality for as long as they can. So you comb your hair over your bald spot, or you would rather be a terrible listener than actually get hearing aids, because you wouldn't want people to see the hearing aids. Or there's a million different versions of this. And to reach a point where you're just comfortable, like, oh, let me tell you about my first practice. Oh boy, my hearing aids weren't ready for that. I actually think it's sweet. It's like, listen, I know you guys are all, I know what you're all thinking. How is 80-year-old Larry Brown going to hold up? And it's a fair question. First thing I got to do is adjust my hearing aids. But I'm happy to be here. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm going to contribute in whatever way I can. And the fact that he seemed, and this is a point you made on Twitter, and I know it's a delicate thing to talk about, but I do think it's important. He seemed sharp, you know? Sometimes you listen to an older person talk, and they don't seem as sharp as you remember them. Larry very much seemed sharp and together, and like somebody who is not only capable of contributing, but anxious to contribute. And I thought Penny was equally interesting, talking about, you know, I don't, you know, because it is true. If Memphis has this massive turnaround this season, if Memphis is ranked 8th in the country on, you know, January 14th, people are going to start going, well, of course, you know, Larry Brown's coaching the team. That'll be a thing. Oh, well, yeah, like now, you know who's really coaching that team. That's Larry Brown. That's not Penny Hardaway anymore. And Penny was like, I don't care. Like, I'm fine. Okay, that's fine. You know, like, I'm comfortable with that. I just want to have an awesome team. And if they, having Larry Brown beside me is what helps us be awesome, then that's, and people want to give Larry credit, that's fine with me. I thought the whole thing, you know, came off pretty well.
Yeah, I thought that Penny said at one point, he said, I like to be surrounded by greatness. And I think it always hasn't gone well with Penny in terms of, like, reaching out for greatness since he got here. But whether it's the staff, whether it's the players that he's trying to bring in, like, he has not ever lowered his hopes and dreams for the program. He wants to be surrounded by greatness. And so whether it's Mike Miller or whether it's James Wiseman or whether now it's Larry Brown, that is what he is trying to do. And I did think, I made this point in the column, that just the ego that for both of them, it required them to do something that I don't think everyone would do, which is for Penny, it required him to say, all right, I know what people are saying about me out there. They say I'm a great recruiter. I'm a great, you know, former superstar. I'm a great all of that, but I can't coach. And if I hire this dude and all of a sudden we start to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time and the offense is efficient, they're just going to fit into the profile. And screw that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to prove to the world that I can coach, and I'm not bringing on Larry Brown. And there are a lot of coaches who I know, who would have taken the opposite approach there. And Penny, not only did he hire Larry Brown, as he pointed out in the press conference today, he had to fight hard to hire Larry Brown. I also asked him about Laird later, and of course he said what you think he'd say, which is that Laird and I are fine. But so for Penny, it required setting aside his ego. And then for Larry, it also required setting aside his ego to going back to being an assistant coach. after all this time? I just, like, I know the other part of this story that people are focusing on, which is the, you know, the NCAA sanctions or whatever else it is. But the truth of the matter is, I just don't know how you can't love this story. I just, the fact that Larry Brown, age 80, wants to go coach basketball, and we talked about this last week, you know, I just love it. I love everything about the story. And the fact that Penny is having him, and then Larry told a great story about he was at a local restaurant, is how he put it. John Wilfong confirmed that it was at Porch and Parlor, and Larry walks in and he gets a standing ovation from eight women who were sitting out front. And I think Larry likes that too. You know, it's not why he's doing it, but I think it's good. I think Larry likes being in a town that appreciates basketball and where basketball matters. And anyway, I thought the whole thing, there was an air of good feeling, which is easy to attain in a press conference and harder during the year once the season begins. But it was a fun way to come back.
Right. I mean, he went on to mention, like, when I was coaching at SMU, like, you know, in Dallas, nobody cared, you know, if I right. walked into a place.
I was a nice 75-year-old man having dinner with his family.
Right, right. And that is interesting. Like, I, you know, Memphis is unique in that way where people are genuinely interested in who's going to be the third assistant, and people are genuinely, you know, fascinated by the entire recruiting scene. Like, you know, Memphis basketball registers in Memphis in a way that most things don't register in most places. Like, you know, Kentucky is Kentucky, and Lawrence, Kansas is Lawrence, Kansas, and the state of Indiana is wild. But there aren't many places where, and there certainly aren't many cities the size of Memphis, where college basketball matters as much as it matters in this city. Louisville, I think, is an obvious example of that, but there aren't many. Like, Marquette basketball doesn't resonate in Milwaukee the way Memphis basketball resonates in Memphis. Georgetown basketball does not resonate in D.C. the way Memphis basketball resonates in Memphis. I was out in L.A., this is a million years ago at this point, but Ben Howland had already been to three Final Fours. He had taken UCLA in a relatively short amount of time to as many Final Fours as Memphis has been to in its entire program history. And he and I were out to dinner and then just sort of popping around. We probably were in a restaurant and then two different bars, just made a night of it. I swear to you, not a single person ever came up to us. Not one. Because we were in L.A. Nobody cared about Ben Howland in L.A. Like, you're looking for Leonardo DiCaprio, not Ben Howland. And so I thought...
I would make the argument that Memphis basketball matters in Memphis the way that very few college programs of any type, football or basketball, register in a city, right? There are some which are different. I mean, clearly Alabama and Birmingham, if you're going to count that, and you have Michigan, I guess, and Detroit, you know, whatever. But it's just that you don't normally have that connection between a city and a university athletic team quite the same way. It's a different place. I have a hard time explaining to people, but there's no question it's a different place. We're seeing it play out again now with the Larry stuff.
There was one point where I made the argument that if you define a, quote, major league city as a city that has an NBA team, MLB team, or NFL team, those three sports, and if you want the NHL, whatever, but like, let's, you know, whatever. You'd have a hard time finding a major league city that supports a college basketball program as much as Memphis supports the University of Memphis. Like I said, Marquette doesn't register like that in Milwaukee.
How about Charlotte? So how about UNC and Charlotte? Doesn't that?
Well, I guess I'd put it, UNC in Raleigh and in Charlotte, UNC is a big deal throughout the state, but I'm talking about you're a program in the city. In a major league city. Not what does Alabama mean in Birmingham.
Yeah,
because Alabama's in Tuscaloosa. I mean like UCLA or USC basketball in LA, like University of Washington basketball in Seattle, DePaul in Chicago, Marquette in Milwaukee, Georgetown in D.C., St. John's in New York.
Miami.
There is nothing like Memphis in Memphis, I don't think. I don't think, which has always been an interesting deal. And that's why, you know, I thought it was a neat story that Larry told. Like, I know we're a quote major league city, but we're still kind of a, you know, we get excited when Bella Thorne is sitting courtside at a Grizzlies game? Like, that stuff still matters to us, right? Larry Brown, one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time, like, living in Memphis, just popping into Overton Square is kind of a cool thing, too.
Oh, there's no question. And people like seeing it on the, you know, over the weekend, social media with Cody Topper, the pictures of Cody Topper and Penny and Larry, and then there was one with Calipari joining in, and, like, absolutely. I mean, Memphis likes being in the headlines and being a story. And Larry makes this. I mean, they mentioned Larry Brown last night in the NBA telecast. Like, it's you know, whatever you think of it, there's no question that Memphis is a story right now because it hired the great Larry Brown. And he is the great Larry Brown. There's no question about that. Although it is funny. He is. I went back, I looked at this. He's 11 years older than Hubie Brown was when the Grizzlies hired Hubie Brown. Now, of course, Hubie was the head coach. And then I found a column. He interviewed for the Grizzlies job that went to Mark Ivarone. He interviewed with Heisley for that job. And at the time, our former colleague, Ron Higgins, wrote a column saying he's too old, and he referenced his hip. You know, he has at that point, I guess he already had a hip replacement, and he said, there's no polite way to say this. Larry Brown, with his dislocated hip, is too old to coach Memphis or something like that. And here it is, a decade and a half later, and he is getting a job coaching in Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, it's why, and we'll see how it goes. Like, nobody is saying this is going to be a 5-year thing or a 10-year thing. You know, it could be a one year thing.
It could be a 2-month thing.
It could be a 2-month thing. Right.
If it's a 2-month thing, it's a failure, right? Don't you think? Like, not a failure, but it's
if Larry doesn't finish the season, then yes, it'd be like, what are you even doing? Because like the way this
still worth the risk, though. Still worth the risk, right?
I guess. I mean, I you know, listen, I would do it. If I were Penny Hardaway, I would do it. That's where I'm at on this. Because, like, what? Who else are you hiring? Like, it was Larry Brown or who, you know?
Jermaine.
I mean, I love Jermaine. But, like, you know, come on. And it's not even Larry Brown or Jermaine. It'll be, you know, because, you know.
Jermaine and Jermaine. Yeah, right.
Yeah, who else besides Larry? I remember when John Beilein left for the Cleveland Cavaliers and Michigan was like, you know, should they hire Juwan Howard or hire somebody else? I'm like, just hire Juwan Howard. Like, I can see that maybe working. Who are your options? Who is so clearly better than Juwan Howard? So just hire Juwan Howard. And that's the way I feel about this. Is like, I don't know whether the Larry Brown thing will work. We'll see. I'm optimistic, but like, you were going to hire Larry Brown to be on your staff, or who is the alternative to Larry Brown? I'll just go with Larry Brown and get all the pop that comes with it and hopefully the basketball knowledge too. But I will say, outside of this market, like, I asked Dan Wolkin about it on Friday, and Dan was like, you know, it's fine. Seems a little desperate, but, like, whatever.
I thought the desperate thing is a little weird, though. I heard Dan said that because people were latching onto it. How is it desperate when this is exactly what Penny wanted to do when he first got the job?
Right.
You know, it would be desperate if, oh, what the hell am I going to do now? I'll break glass and reach for Larry Brown. When you know he's been trying to hire Larry Brown from the very start, how is that desperate?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Those were his words, mine.
I understand some people are rolling their eyes at it. And I do think you have to make the judgment as to whether it's worth it or not on the front end. You know, you can't wait and see if he makes it through the year and say, you know, or whatever. Like, I think you have to decide, all right, I'm willing to take this risk. And he may, in 3 months. The truth of the matter is, his last job, he was head coach of a team in Italy and left in the middle of the year. He's fired in the middle of the year. So it doesn't always work out with Larry Brown. And I forgot this. His first job ever was Davidson, and he didn't even coach a game.
Yeah.
Yes. he took the Davidson job and then left in like 2 months, and nothing was ever spoken of it again. Like, he has had a long record of not lasting long.
Yeah, and
but
so
no one cares now.
Yeah, and so like, but like, if he just decides at the age of 81, man, this is more grueling than I thought it was going to be, or this isn't really what I want to do, then everybody will understand, and Memphis basketball just move on. Like, yeah, whatever risk, I'm not even sure there's any real risk here, but whatever risk that actually exists, the possible reward, I think, outweighs it. Plus, it's fun, you know? It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. In the end, what the hell is this about if it's not about fun?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, yeah, so, you know. Larry Brown was on the Memphis campus this morning coaching. That's cool. And we'll see where it goes. Yeah. You know, I don't know where it'll go, but like so far so good. Just got to get those hearing aids turned down a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Let me tell you a secret, Big Bennett.
I want to hear it.
I think one day I'm going to need hearing aids.
Do you listen to your headphones pretty loud?
I feel like I've abused my ears over the years.
Yeah.
I notice sometimes when I'm sitting in other people's, that's a lie, I don't really sit in other people's living rooms, but like back when I used to,
mm-hmm.
And they've got the TV at a certain level, I can't hear it as well as they can.
Mm.
I noticed that.
That's a tell.
I feel like I can't, oh, so this is normal volume for you? Yeah. I can't really hear it. Radio, same thing when I'm in my car, got it up a little louder.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have hearing aids someday. Not today. But I can't tell you how often somebody's trying to talk to me, and I'm like, what? I don't know what you're saying.
No, I think I'm okay, because my wife, she like has to listen to her headphones like turned all the way up. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And
she's probably
like,
needs hearing aids.
She might. And so I can compare myself to that and say, okay, I think I'm good.
You're probably going
to
be good.
I don't listen to mine like that.
You have to have your wife wear hearing aids, but you won't have to.
Right.
That's good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think I'll probably have to. But they're so like sleek and perfect now.
Yeah.
It's not even that big of a deal.
You get
is it?
A nice looking hearing aid.
Yeah, I feel like you can get a nice looking
it's
hearing
not
aid.
Not the thing that goes over your ear anymore. I think they're pretty hidden these days.
Yeah, I'm
we could look into it. I mean, you want me to do some research tonight and let you know what I
no,
find
I don't
out?
Need them now.
Okay.
I don't think I need them now, but
as you're going through this, you're starting to get a little worried.
I feel like
I can see in your face.
I feel like if I'm still alive at 80, I might have hearing aids just like Larry Brown.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's embracing it, joking about it, not trying to hide from it, I think that's admirable. People get old.
People get old, yeah.
Larry Brown's holding it together at 80 than most 80-year-olds. Can we say that?
I bet I'm not going to be like that when I'm 80.
There's a 0% chance.
Yeah.
The
0%. Yes, same.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if I'll see 80.
I don't know.
But I can't imagine I'll be able to work, like get up and go to work with or without hearing aids.
Right.
I feel like it's over for me at 80.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to hang it up at that point.
I think it's over. Like, it might be over for me at 50.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know how much I got left.
Right.
Look at me. I don't know how much I got left.
Dude, you're doing fine. You're doing just fine.
I don't know, Big Bet Bennett. I don't know how much I got left. Somebody said Villanova in Philadelphia. Does it register like Memphis in Memphis? It just doesn't.
No.
No, I don't want to.
Isn't that a pro sports town?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to be confusing. Villanova is a better basketball program than the Memphis basketball program.
Right.
That goes without saying. I mean, you couldn't even argue the other side of that. Villanova basketball program is better than the Memphis basketball program. But Villanova doesn't matter in Philadelphia the way that Memphis matters in Memphis. Just mm-hmm. doesn't. Like the Eagles matter in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Sixers, the Phillies, the what's the hockey team?
Flyers.
The Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that matter in Philadelphia more than college basketball, even as great as Villanova is. So I don't think that fits. I really do think Memphis matters in Memphis more than any other college basketball program in a major city matters in that major city. I'm not talking about Alabama and Tuscaloosa mattering in Birmingham. I'm talking about you're in a major city. How much do you matter in that city? Louisville basketball in Louisville is up
there.
That's
a big one.
That's a big one.
They don't have any pro sports teams,
but
though.
They don't have the pro sports teams.
Right.
Right. You know, Memphis has the Grizzlies.
Right.
I don't think you can find an NBA city, NFL city, or MLB city that has a college basketball program in it that matters as much as the Memphis basketball program matters here. And that's why Larry Brown, to circle this back around, gets standing ovations when he's walking into a restaurant.
Good for him.
Good for him. Be back in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis-era restaurant serves World Championship barbecue. By now, you should know it's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston, seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So needless to say, the barbecue is terrific. You go there, get barbecue, you're not going to be disappointed. But if you're not into barbecue for some reason or you don't feel like barbecue today, it's not a problem at Memphis Barbecue Company because Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue. They got a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken tenders, smoked wings. I promise, even if you don't dig barbecue, you're going to find something on the menu that you'll enjoy. And you can look at that menu right now at MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. You can dine in 7 days a week, schedule a pickup order online. You can also do that at MemphisBBQCO.com. And if you're trying to get there, it's easy. Just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. That's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com. Another day, another celebrity having to apologize. This time it's Stephen A. Smith from ESPN.
He tried to avoid it, though.
He did it. He did his. You guys don't understand what I was trying to say. Video. That didn't go over too well. So then he just said, "All right, to hell with it. I apologize. Yeah. I'm sorry." For people who weren't paying attention today, Stephen A. Smith was talking about Shohei Ohtani, who is the star of Major League Baseball. He's going to be the number one seed in the Home Run Derby tonight. And it was announced today that he will be the starting pitcher for the American League tomorrow and also hit leadoff. Which is just
insane.
All of it's insane.
Yeah.
Now, the reason he's going to lead off if he's going to be the starting pitcher is because he's probably only going to throw an inning.
Yeah.
And you want to have his bat. You want to have him at least get that at bat so he can get his at bat, you know, get three outs, and then call it a night. So Ohtani has been – he's leading the major leagues in homers. He was selected as a pitcher to be in the All-Star game, voted in as a hitter, first ever two-way All-Star. He's unbelievable. Did you see the ball he hit Friday night?
Dude.
I mean, what?
It's it really is insane. I mean, he's not even like a huge dude. He's pretty big.
He's a pretty big boy.
I mean, but for the power that he has, it's crazy.
He launches balls.
Yeah.
Launches
balls. You saw the video of him in Japan when he sent it through the roof.
Yes.
Like, that's ridiculous.
He hit it through the roof.
And no one knew where it went. Yeah, like, the umps are just like, what happened?
I think it was the Tokyo Dome. He hit it out of the Tokyo Dome. Hit it through the roof of the Tokyo Dome. Like, what are we talking about? So Ohtani is the star. And Stephen A. Smith was on First Take this morning, whatever. And he said, "I just don't think it's great for Major League Baseball when your star can't speak English." And that's obviously an insensitive and silly thing to say. And so he had to come back and try to clarify. And his clarification doesn't seem anybody over.
No.
So then he was just like, "All right, fine, I apologize." So he posted this to Twitter about 20 minutes ago. He wrote, "Let me apologize right now. As I'm watching things unfold, let me say that I never intended to offend any community, particularly the Asian community, and especially Shohei Ohtani himself. As an African-American keenly aware of the damage stereotyping has done to many in this country, it should have elevated my sensitivities even more. Based on my words, I failed in that regard, and it's on me and me alone. Ohtani is one of the brightest stars in all of sports. He is making a big difference as it pertains to inclusiveness and leadership. I should have embraced that in my comments. Instead, I screwed up. In this day and age, with all the violence being perpetrated against the Asian community, my comments, albeit unintentional, were clearly insensitive and regrettable. There's simply no other way to put it. I'm sincerely sorry for any angst I've caused with my comments on First Take this morning. Again, I am sorry." We got it. You don't have to keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
"And I'll happily reiterate these words more extensively tomorrow morning as well." That's from Stephen A. Smith. I guess good for him for apologizing. Like, some people will just never apologize. Mm. I found it in my own life that when you need to apologize, there's not much sense in putting that off. Just go ahead and knock it out, and hopefully the person accepts it and you can all move on. Like, if you ever feel like you need to apologize, you probably do, you know? So, like, fighting it is, or trying to argue your side or clarify to no avail, again, it's usually just wasted breath, wasted energy. It does no good and makes the hole even bigger. You know, in a professional sense, I don't remember having to apologize too often. Like, nothing really stands out. But the one I had in recent years, a few years ago, the Zion Williamson, John Morant draft,
mm-hmm.
Chris Spatola, who is a college basketball analyst, I heard him on Sirius XM radio, or maybe it was like radio in Charlotte or Raleigh. I think actually it was. And I just saw the clip on Twitter. That's what it was. He hosts a show on Sirius XM, or a part of a show on Sirius XM. And it was the day of the draft, and he was blasting Cam Reddish on radio. He was like, you know, Cam Reddish is supposed to be a shooter, but he never makes shots. You know, he's supposed to do this, but he doesn't do it. He's supposed to do this, but he doesn't do it. So, like, why are people enamored with Cam Reddish? Like, what is it that you see that I don't see? Because you say he's a shooter with size, but he doesn't make shots. Go look at his percentages. You say he can slash and do this, but he doesn't do it. Go look at the film. So what is there to like about Cam Reddish? And so I recorded a podcast with Matt Norlander for CBS Sports. Because for people who don't know, Chris Spatola is also Mike Krzyzewski's son-in-law.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I was like, dude, like, this is wild to me that Coach K's son-in-law is trashing Cam Reddish as a prospect. Like, what does that tell you about what Coach K thinks of Cam Reddish? And if Coach K thinks that way of Cam Reddish, why are you spending a top 10 pick on him? If the guy who just spent a year with him says, you're enamored with what he might be, I'm just telling you, he ain't that. And so I talked about this on the On College Basketball podcast, more or less the way I just talked about it. And then I got a call from Chris Spatola, like the next day. Hey, GP, I didn't answer it at the time. I was busy. But it's one of those when it pops up, like, I know what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get the message. Hey, GP, you know, Chris Spatola, just reaching out to you. Well, you know, if you got a minute, give me a call back. Cool. Well, you got to make that phone call. Got to call him back. Otherwise, like, what are you doing? So I call back and I'm like, Chris, you know, he's like, GP's really nice. And I said, hey, I think I know why you're calling, but I'll let you explain. And he said, yeah. He said, you know, people start tweeting me like, hey, you heard him talking about you on the Island College Basketball podcast. And he's like, so I was really excited because, like, I love the podcast. And I listen to you guys. And he goes, then I hear what you said. And I was just real disappointed because I felt like it undercut me as an analyst. Like you didn't describe me as a college basketball analyst ripping Cam Reddish. You described me as Coach K's son-in-law, you know, ripping Cam Reddish. And he said, here's the truth. And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but he was like, I don't talk to my father-in-law about Cam Reddish. Like, me and he was like, how close are you with your father-in-law? And I was like, see him once a year?
Right.
He said, okay. Like, I get called Coach K's son-in-law all the time. It doesn't mean I'm real close with Coach K. It doesn't mean he and I just talk on the phone all the time. How close are you? When's the last time you talked to your father-in-law on the phone, GP? I said, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. And at that point, I could dig in and say, well, here's what I was trying to say, whatever. You know what I said? You know what? I screwed up. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that to you. I was out of line. I took it too far. I connected some dots that didn't need to be connected. And so I appreciate you calling me on it, because I shouldn't have said that. And I can't take it back, but I hope you can trust that I wish I could. And he was cool. And we've been cool ever since. But that was a moment where I could have dug in if I wanted to, and I'd been like, come on, you can't tell me you never talked to Coach K. And I just said, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. I shouldn't have said it. I can't undo it, but I can tell you I wish I could undo it. And I don't know. I felt better about it after that. I think he felt better about it after that. And that is such a minor thing. Like, I didn't make a comment that was insensitive to an entire race of people,
right?
Like Stephen A. Smith did today. But the point remains the same. Sometimes when you talk for a living a lot for public consumption, like I do, like Stephen A. Smith does, and Stephen A.'s on a different level. I got it. But when you talk publicly, live, all the time, every day, you are going to eventually say something that you wish you could take back. And my experiences, at least, are when you know that that is the case, when you know that's the situation you're in, don't try to fight it.
Right.
It's a losing fight. Apologize for it. Admit your mistake. And then hopefully try to move on from it. So what Stephen A. said this morning on TV was dumb. His clarification via video didn't help things. But ultimately, and whether he was nudged by his bosses or not, I couldn't speak to that. But ultimately, he landed in the right place. When you're making the kind of money Stephen A. makes and you are as popular and famous as he is, it can be real easy to say, oh, y'all getting offended about nothing. I ain't apologized to nobody. And maybe there's some truth to that. Like, Jesus, are we at the point in the world where you have to apologize for every single thing? Like, I hear you. But sometimes the smarter thing is just to say, I messed up. I was talking and I said something I shouldn't have said. And ultimately, that's where Stephen A. landed, you know, about 25 minutes ago. And if people are going to blast him for saying something dumb on TV in the morning, I think it's reasonable to give him credit for owning it and apologizing late in the afternoon. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It's the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and normal lower than normal rates are available right now. Take advantage of that. Listen, you probably got a local doctor, dentist, maybe even a local attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well. Why? Because when you have to make an automobile claim or a homeowner's claim, you don't want to call a 1-800 number, talk to somebody in another part of the country who doesn't know you, doesn't care about you, doesn't live here. You want to talk to somebody with a 901 number who's got two offices in the Memphis area. If you want to sit in one of them and speak to her face-to-face, you can do that. Can't do that. Dialing 1-800 numbers. But you can do it with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Why? Because it's a locally owned agency. Two locations in the Memphis area. One in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web. RookInsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we spent the first part of the show focusing on UFC 264 because it was a fun way to spend a Saturday night. Got to watch a dude with green hair take about 5,000 punches to the face and keep walking forward.
Yep.
It was interesting. Greg Hardy got his brains beat in. That's always fun. See, you know, it's easy to forget sometimes. Or to lose faith sometimes in the idea that, you know, it's like good things happen to good people.
Right.
By definition, the other side of that should work. Well, bad things should happen to bad people. Except sometimes bad things don't happen to bad people.
That's right, GP.
They just, like, bad people, good things keep happening to bad people. And that's why I believe in randomness more than anything else. Yeah, I think good things happen to good people, and then good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people, and you just got to keep your fingers crossed.
Yep.
But I like it when bad things happen to bad people. So watching Greg Hardy get his brains beat in, that was fun. He's a bad person.
Yeah.
So that led up to the main event, Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier. And though the way it ended ensures we'll get a comeback story and it'll be massive and I'll buy it just like everybody else. But it seemed pretty clear, really in advance of Saturday night, but through the first few minutes of that first round on Saturday night, that the Conor McGregor holding championship belts that everybody fell in love with, that guy doesn't exist anymore. He's still got his mouth and his tweets, but that's about it.
You know what's going to be interesting to see what happens? Dana White in his presser afterwards said that Poirier is going to get a title fight next, and they're going to make sure that they have another fight between him and Conor. So it'll be interesting to see, depending on how fast Conor heals, if that ends up being a title fight. Like, if he ends up fighting, now that may not work out that way because they may just say, it's just, we're not going to put the title up for grabs because Conor isn't ranked high enough to earn it.
He'll never hold a UFC belt again.
That might be true.
But he will get about 2 million pay-per-view buys again whether he fights Dustin Poirier, Nate Diaz, one of the Paul brothers in a boxing match.
No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Why not? It's easy money.
Nah, that's just...
$100 million to fight a Paul brother, don't do that?
Plus,
he'd be a fool not to do it.
Well, the thing is, though, is he goes against everything he said, because when he was doing his interviews with Stephen A. leading up to this thing, he called out Floyd and said that was pathetic that he did that and blah, blah, that it just made him look stupid, and so he'd be going against everything he said if he did that.
Wouldn't be the first person to go against everything they say.
That's probably true. You're right.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Guess it's the home run derby, right?
Okay. I'm in.
They made Pete Alonso the 5 seed. That's disrespectful.
I saw that. I'm going to roll with my guy, Trey Mancini. Now, he is like literally projected to finish last. So
he's the 8 seed.
Yeah.
No, he's the 6 seed.
Is he?
He's the 6 seed.
As far as betting odds.
Cancer survivor.
Yeah, cancer survivor. Missed all of last season. He's having a decent year. Yeah.
You want a dark horse?
Trey Mancini. That's the dark horse.
Nah.
Who's your dark horse?
Juan Soto.
Interesting.
He's awesome.
He's
got Otani in the first round, but if Soto gets past Otani, Soto should not be the 8 seed here. This is a bad draw for Shohei. Juan Soto's something serious.
Okay. I might have to roll with him tonight.
There's all sorts of bets you can make. Like AL hitter, NL hitter. I'm riding with Pete Alonso. He's your reigning home run champ. They're making the 5th seed. That's disrespectful.
Wow.
I'm riding with Pete Alonso, but keep an eye on Juan Soto.
Okay.
I will not be surprised if he beats Ohtani in the first round. And then, of course, Trevor Story. This often is a local guy flourishing in his home park. So
yeah, that's cool.
Maybe there's that.
What should I watch on TV?
ESPNU at 7 o'clock has a two-hour show, the top 25 college basketball games of the 2020-21 season. So that might be a nice trip down memory lane. If you're missing college basketball, turn that on and they'll run you through the best 25 games of the season.
Is there any...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.